Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 22nd day of August 2008, a Friday. And what an interview there, boy. Fireworks flew. I'm just not a one-worlder, I guess. I guess the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and I just don't see how global government is going to work without being totally tyrannical and corrupt at some point. It may start out nice. Who knows? But it is not going to end up nice. It's going to end up on a crazy technocratic society, in my opinion. I mean, I'm sitting here, and let me go through this little article, because it's just totally ridiculous. We were just talking about the carbon footprint, and we are totally being conditioned to live with less and pay more. Okay, eco communities living the green life. It's out of CNN Technology. It's out of London, England, and they're going to tell you it's not so bad. It's great. They show you a couple pictures. Your houses are right on top of each other, just like any little community. Little suburban area. The term eco-community might conjure up an image of bearded hippies tending an Altamont before sharing a mung bean stew. But as today's urbanies become more concerned about reducing their carbon footprints, remember, they have to reduce that carbon footprint, because we're all evil, because we live, we breathe, we have cars, God forbid. Some are finding that modern eco-communities offer them a way to live substantially without foregoing their home comforts. See, it's not that bad. Join an eco-community. So they're going to mandate how you live, how close your house has to be to another one. There'll be no private property. It just totally makes me sick. That's just one example, you know. And as far as there not being an election, I'm sorry, I really do believe there is going to be an election. I believe they're going for broke with Obama. All right, and now they're putting out his short list of candidates. He's got a short list now. Some of the people I recognized to be his VP were carbon footprint guy Chris Dodd. You know, he's proposed it. People like Wesley Clark, who Alex ranted about earlier this week, not a good guy. Of course, Joe Biden, Bill Richardson, who was in a lot of the Democratic debates there. Out of New Mexico, Sam Nunn, Chuck Hagel. We're all big buddies of Chuck Hagel, Chet Edwards, and that Bain gentleman they've been talking about. I guess Kathleen Sebelius is another one, too, but we'll see. Actually, is Kathleen Sebelius? Yeah, she's the Kansas governor. I'm pretty sure she's the Bilderberg chick. You know, he might shock the world, and instead of Evan Bay or Joseph Biden or Tim Kaine, go with Kathleen Sebelius. That would not shock me. I could see that happening. Of course, Hillary's on the list. I forgot to say. Of course, Hillary is on the list. So for the next hour, folks, I'm going to be taking your calls and playing some clips, maybe talking a little bit of Seven. But before I talk a little bit of Seven, we're going to play a clip out of Terror Storm in the next segment. We're also going to play this clip where the CNN reporter has to criticize the TSA because he's on a terror watch list. And then he goes through three other gentlemen who obviously should not be on a terror watch list. And they're always going, oh, we're so inept. Oh, we just can't do anything right. But if you give us your blood, we'll do it. Sheriff will sit there and be like, oh, we just can't. We can't really make sure. Unless we have some biometrics. I mean, it's so evil. It's like, well, you already took the one step. You're already going through the TSA. You already have to have an identification. But now, you know, we're going to train you to be on the good time fly list. You know, the frequent flyer, the not a threat passenger list. And that'll be easy. All you got to do is give us your fingerprints and maybe just a little bit of DNA and a retina scan. No big deal. And if you want to just forego the whole process together, all together, and just go through a little whoop and drop off your luggage, you don't have to go through the whole thing and be screened. Maybe you'll take this nice little chip we'll put in you. So we'll be back with that CNN report and a little bit of Terror Storm on the other side. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. Fabled Enemies is dropping September 1st. That's when we're going to be mailing them out. And, folks, you can see a little sneak peek on the Internet right now. You can see two of the trailers. We're going to be releasing more as the week goes on. I'm Jason Burmes, Infowars.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. You can get at me at myspace.com/Jason Burmis, or you can add my film, Fabled Enemies, myspace.com/Fabled Enemies. Of course, we have a couple trailers out there. We'll probably play one or two of those later in the show. But I want to play this clip where a CNN reporter is on the terror watch list. It's about 4.5 minutes. And not only is he on the terror watch list, but so is a 3-year-old child. See, they kind of make it funny, but really listen. Because they want more and more and more. And their excuse is always, we're inept. So let's go to that clip.
Just crossing the half hour. The next time you find yourself at the airport ticket counter, you might be in for a surprise because you could be on the terror watch list. The new ACLU report says 1 million people are on it. One of them, Drew Griffin of CNN's Special Investigations Unit. And as he tells us now, while the threat posed by many of those on the list is imaginary, the hassle that they go through is all too real.
Washington attorney Jim Robinson is a former assistant attorney general. He's a former U.S. attorney from Michigan. He holds a high-level government security clearance, and he's a former law school dean, a husband, a granddad, an American. And he gets delayed, if not stopped, every time he gets on a plane. Why? Because Robinson is also one of the estimated 1 million names now on the terror watch list.
So it seems for years now, despite my best efforts to get off.
This week, Robinson joined the ACLU in Washington to mark what the group calls a ridiculous milestone. A million names the government believes match known terrorists. And according to the ACLU, 20,000 new names, like Robinson's, are added every month.
That means there must be about 950 to 75,000 people who don't belong on this list who are somehow caught in the mire of doing this.
What does it mean? It means because of his name, he can't check into flights electronically. He can't check bags at the curb, can't check in at one of the new speedy airport kiosks. Every time he travels, he and a million others need to wait in line.
And see somebody who then has to make a call and determine that apparently I am not the James Kenneth Robinson who is the cause of my being on the watch list.
I'm going to Chicago this morning.
Don't think it can happen to you? It's happening to me.
A watch list?
So how did I get on this list? Well, the TSA is adamant it's not even me, even though it is me getting stopped at the airports. The TSA says it's the airline's fault. The airlines say they're just following the list provided to them by the TSA. And coincidentally, this all began in May, shortly after I began a series of investigative reports critical of the TSA. 11 flights now since May 19th.
Who's on the watch list?
On different airlines, my name pops up, forcing me to go to the counter, show my identification. Sometimes the agent has to make a call before I get my ticket.
It's a hassle.
What does the TSA say? Nothing, at least nothing on camera. Over the phone, a public affairs worker told me, again, I'm not on the watch list, and don't even think that someone in the TSA or anyone else is trying to get even.
So if there's any thought or shadow of a thought that TSA somehow puts you on a watch list because of your reporting, it is absolutely fabricated.
Jim Robinson, who served two Democratic presidents, says he's trying not to think politics is involved either.
I don't feel safer because I have to go through this hassle, I can tell you that.
The ACLU's technology chief, Barry Steinhardt, says the list is so secretive and yet so shoddily put together, it's hard to tell how it's being used or abused.
The truth is, we really don't know how much is bureaucratic ineptness and how much is, you know, and how much is bureaucratic, and how much is political retaliation.
Even more frustrating than being on it is trying to get off. According to the TSA, you fill out a form online, which I did on May 28th. You then copy personal documents, fill out another form, and send them to Homeland Security, which I also did on May 28th, and then apparently you wait. Robinson has been waiting now 3 years.
On May 2nd, 2005, I filled out all their forms, made a copy of my passport, my driver's license, my voter's registration card, put it in a package, and sent it off to TSA.
All right, cut the clip.
Never heard back.
See, there you go. He did everything they asked him. See, this is a clip before the Sheratov one where they followed up, and the guy is still on the TSA's watch list. So is Drew Griffin. On top of that, two other people with the name James Robinson, including a five-year-old boy, are also on that watch list. But everything's going to be okay once you give up your blood, your biometric thumbprint, and your eye scan. Then they'll be able to know. Yeah, right. All right, so I promised callers we're going to take them. Let's go to the one in Germany. Let's go to Maria in Germany. That's a far, far, far away. Maria, you're with us.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, yeah. You know, these biometrics, they, under Hitler even, I mean, they checked in Tibet. They checked humans for all their facial characters and stuff, and then they were beaten the Aryan race, which is, I think, their clones, the whole thing, you know, Bush and the lot and the... The English queen, I think it mainly comes from the English queen, which has bred her own following. You know, there's people, I used to live in England, I also lived in America, you know. There's people that are definitely different.
So you're saying that they're using biometrics? I mean, that's the plan. Thank you for the call. I mean, obviously they want to expand biometrics to everywhere. Over in London, I think it's something like 300 plus cameras a day that photograph and tape you downtown. It's probably more than that. I think that was like a 2006 number. And you're seeing that expansion now in the States. You know, Alex had the, what was it, the Austin sheriff in here, Aceveda, and he was talking about, you know, plate scanning cameras. Let's put them in. You know, we're just going to get speeders with them. Yeah, right. Come on. They're going to take a database. You can still watch on the Discovery Channel all the things that happen in Europe, how they use the facial recognition over there. So that it's done quite a lot. It's expanding. And I see it coming into the airports rather quickly. I mean, we already have these. Basically, you're shown naked. I mean, it's an X-ray, but it's not an X-ray that sees your bones. It's an X-ray that goes around the entire contour of your body, whatever clothes you're wearing, whatever devices are on you at the time. All right, let's jump to JD in Texas. What's up, JD?
Yeah, Jason. Is Benjamin still with you?
No, he dropped after the hour. What were your thoughts on that interview?
Well, when I heard him speaking, all I could think about was Senator Traitor McCain.
Mm-hmm. And why is that?
Well, I just wanted to tell him if I decided to betray my country, I could live very comfortable in China also. Just like McCain did when he was in North Vietnam. He lived like a king compared to the other prisoners out there. And it's very obvious that Benjamin is not a Christian, and because he has no compassion for the thousands of and millions of Christians that was murdered and persecuted in China.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess that he has this whole, you know, perspective of China living there for so long is kind of endeared by the beauty of the country. But I'm sorry, I just can't get down with their government, although it's been more westernized. Again, the police are the military there. That is not good. Yes, they were. I mean, he's contesting whether or not they still are harvesting organs. You know, I'm going to have to look into it before I make any kind of decision. But any state that would harvest the organs of prisoners and dissidents, you know, to sell on the black market can't be a good one. One-child policies? I mean, these things sound crazy to me.
Well, that's the reason I say evidently Benjamin is not a Christian, or he'd be bringing these things up, and he wouldn't be living in China.
All right, JD, I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Elliot in Ohio. Elliot, are you with us?
Yeah, Jason, how you doing?
Good, man. What's poppin'?
Well, I remember actually watching one of Benjamin's little lectures, or just a video he posted online and maybe on his website, and he was explaining how he's researched and been a part of, or at least been able to participate and get firsthand like observations of the secret societies of the East,
mm-hmm.
And in China, apparently he was saying that the Chinese and the Eastern secret societies are now vying for power, really, with the West, with the Rockefellers, with the Rothschilds, because the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and all the secret societies that boil down from them are now trying to, in a sense, engulf and take over and achieve more power than the secret societies in the East. So what he said when he's like, we'll pay you like double, you know, for the mercenaries, yeah, it may be good. I mean, just, you know, for a quick fix to get us out of, you know, martial law. Mm-hmm. And again, you have to be careful, because if they are vying for such a power, if they still want one world government, and you have mercenaries now working for China, now you got Chinese mercenaries in the U.S. government. So,
well, that's the point I was trying to make to him, that this is all about globalization anyway, and, you know, this is in essence about a one world order, and he goes and tells me that he's in favor of that, and I think that's a very dangerous proposition. I don't think people understand how evil people can be, especially people at the top. Continue.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, it's just, you know what, I will agree with him on this. It would be nice to have some help if martial law ever came in to play and civil unrest took form. It would be nice to have some assistance from black ops, you know, ex-military, like, people versus us just being, you know, a militia. We can have some military men in there. But then again, right afterwards, you got to crack down. You got to make sure you are prepared to fight against them, because I don't trust
mercenaries.
Mercenaries. No,
me neither. Elliot, I thank you for the call. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Jason Burmis. We'll see you after the break.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
All right, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex for the rest of the week, doing the Sunday show, going through Thursday. But remember, folks, he's going to be down at the DNC. And not only is he doing the DNC, but he's also doing a couple of screenings of Truth Rising with Luke Radowski. I mean, it's going to be huge at the DNC. And like I said, Alex today earlier debated the head of Recreate 68. And hopefully we can get a clip of that. If we can't get a clip of it today, we will definitely get a clip of it for the Sunday program. And I am just psyched up for the DNC. I think there's going to be big fireworks there. I mean, they have geared up for a total police state down there. We're talking beyond rubber bullets, beyond riot gear. We're talking microwave weapons. We're talking black helicopters. We're talking detention centers, much like the RNC in New York. But, you know, Jonathan Eleanoff, as great as he is, was able to get a permit at the park right across the street. So hopefully we will not be put into some lame free speech zone. In fact, hopefully we will have our voice heard at this conference. From what I hear, Nader's going to be there and a ton of other people. Just a ton of other people. I mean, obviously Kucinich is going to be there, which is interesting. I know that McKinney is going to be down in New York. Another event Alex is going to be going to is New York City this year. And before I take some more callers, I want to let everybody know that, yes, John McCain and Barack Obama will be in New York City, probably close to Ground Zero. I'm not sure where it is yet. But they will both be in New York City on 9/11 to grandstand. Let me read it. U.S. presidential candidates Barack Obama and John McCain have agreed to speak at the New York City Forum on Public Service to be held on September 11th, the organizer said Thursday. You know, Manny Badillo, if you're listening, try to get tickets to this. You're a family member. You need to be there to ask some serious questions. You know, McCain's dodged every single one. Luke did get him really good in Truth Rising. It's also a YouTube clip where he asked him what he thinks about the 9/11 Commission report, seeing as they came out and said, yeah, we were set up to fail. And he just gives, well, oh, wow, he got me there. All right, let's jump to some more callers. You know, we know about the McCain and Obama grandstanding, the big show. It kind of makes me sick that they're going to go down to New York, but maybe I'll get lucky and see one of them, get them on camera. All right, let's go to Eric in Philly. Eric, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, big fan, buddy.
Thanks, man.
I really think Alex made a good decision having you fill in for him. I went to the InfoWars store, and I saw something very outrageous.
Let's hear it.
Abel Denny's Truth Rising and Loose Change Final Cut for $39.85.
What's that, like 20 bucks off?
That is... Those films on DVD, the quality, man, people, if you haven't seen them on DVD, man, I'm telling you, especially if you have like a home theater or something, you really get into the film.
Well, thanks, man. I mean, you know, those movies are really good, and I'm a huge fan of Truth Rising. I didn't have a lot to do with it other than getting some footage and just being down here while they were editing it. I got to do the cover art or whatever. But, I mean, it's just an excellent way to bring other people in. I mean, some people aren't going to be as receptive to, as you know, to A Road to Tyranny. But when they see, hey, wow, this has Rosie O'Donnell and Martin Sheen and George Carlin, and they're all expressing these views I've never heard before, and it's just edited together really well, and you have family members in it, it's just an awesome movie. And, you know, Loose Change Final Cut, I mean, it's the end-all be-all on the physical anomalies and other things on the World Trade Center. I mean, we take the official story apart in a way that had never been done before, even with the second edition. We didn't have as many interviews. We didn't have as many documents. We didn't have, you know, as much from the 9/11 Commission. And now Fabled Enemies really goes into the international spying, folks. It really goes into the Israeli operatives, the Saudi Arabian funding, the funding from within this country, the continuity of government program that was in place in drills on the morning of 9/11 and then put into power that day. You know, I talked a little about the National Programs Office with Benjamin Fulford. But all that stuff, man. Thank you so much for promoting the flick. What else is on your mind, Eric?
All right. Also, I go on Skype and I do the Skype cast, you know, talk to people around the world. And there was a Skype cast yesterday that was parading the new NIST report, saying how mystery solved, you know. So I went on there and I started debating with the guys, and then they started sending me the link to NIST. Oh, you got to watch the video, which the proof. And I mean, I posted it on your MySpace, but you look at these videos, and I mean, it's like, come on.
Yeah, well,
how dumb do they think we are? Well, it looks so phony.
You've seen the, you know what I'm talking about. This is the 3D modeler now showing where the one column snaps off, and then two of the sides on the thing begin to cave in internally. And they basically say that the bottom middle of the building is what went first. But there's no physics applied to the actual models. It is simply an animation put together. I thank you for the call, Eric. We're going to get deep into Building 7 later with Shane Geiger, who went all the way to Maryland to ask a question only to have the lights turned off on him. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. We'll be back after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town about the shack outside of games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Woo! All right! We are back. We're taking calls. It's the Alex Jones Show. I just want to thank Alex for all the opportunities that he's given me over the last few months, from hosting the show to helping me put together this film, Fabled Enemies, that you can order right now at Infowars.com. It's going to be available at PrisonPlanet.tv sometime on August 31st. We'll see when we launch it. Look for some new trailers and teasers coming up. But I also want to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors, because without our sponsors, this show is just not possible, and especially eFoodsDirect.com. eFoods is a storable food company. They have the best storable food at the best price. And on top of that, who knows, folks? I mean, let's hope Fulford's completely wrong and we don't have a total economic collapse, and let's hope all these other doom and gloom people are completely wrong, but we just don't know. I mean, out in New York, again, they're putting a cap on the amount of grain and rice you can buy at BJ's. I mean, that's craziness. I never thought I was going to live in a country where they were actually going to be putting food caps on. And, of course, we know that food prices have just shot through the roofs, along with oil. So there's no reason that you shouldn't give the good people at eFoodsDirect.com a call at 1-800-409-5633. That is 1-800-409-5633. All right, we're going to keep taking your calls and really any subject you want. Of course, World Trade Center 7 NIST is a hot topic. Elinoff will be on at the top of the next hour. We're going to have Geiger on about a half hour after that. Of course, Bob Chapman will be popping in for his economic forecast for the next few weeks, the internationalforecaster.com. And then it is my pleasure to have Richard Gage on in the last half hour again to discuss World Trade Center Building 7 and the NIST report. All right, let's go to Guy in Florida. Guy, are you with us?
Yes, sir. How are you today?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I just wanted to first thank you for Loose Change. I mean, that is one of the greatest videos ever made, you know?
Well, thank you, brother.
But I also just wanted to mention, Alex said on the show maybe 2 days ago, he was bringing up the IMF talking about an economic depression is definitely imminent. Can you speak upon that? Or?
I mean, it's a definite possibility. I mean, when you borrow all of this money and you continue to get into these international conflicts. I mean, let's just break down the Georgia situation right there. In order for that to happen, we first, like Paul Craig Roberts said, we had to surround Russia. All right, so we've been doing that over the past few years with our NATO allies. You know, NATO is supposed to be this peacekeeping force. No, they're puppets of this globalist structure. So on top of that, we bring in all this radar equipment. Then we bring in U.S. Special Forces. You know, I mean, we're thinning out on how much we're actually going to be able to afford in these military conflicts. I mean, you look at Eurasia and we're trying to provoke an attack with Iran. On top of that, the housing market here is no good. We're building a Trans-Texas corridor. So, yeah, I could see them pulling the plug. I think they want to do it in a elongated period of time. I don't think that they want to have a 1929-style crash. I highly doubt that on September 30th the world is going to change and we're just going to have no money in this country. But I think that we will see a gradual slide down this road. You know, I think Alex is correct in his analysis that they'll throw us a few bones here and there by, you know, cheapening gas at the pump only to raise it again next summer and for us to fall deeper into decline. So, yeah, man, I mean, I pray to God that we're not going to just hit that 1929-style depression. But I do think within the next 4 or 5 years, we're going to be taken down to second world status. If I don't think third world status, because I think that Mexico is going to be brought up. And obviously, that'll be the merger for us, Mexico and Canada, and possibly a parity on currency. I mean, for those that don't know, our dollar is now worth less than the Canadian dollar after years of dominance. And the peso is creeping up. So, you know, I hope I answered your question, Guy. You got anything else in your mind?
No, brother. Thanks.
Appreciate it. You got it, man. All right, let's jump to Andrew in Oklahoma. Andrew, you with us?
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Good, man.
I listened to your segment there with the CNN reporter Drew Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, in fact, my name, Andrew Griffin, or Radio Free Oklahoma up here in Oklahoma City. And I went to the airport here within the past month, and when I got to the counter, I was flying to Michigan, and there were some eyebrows raised when my name came up, and I was just wondering if that has anything to do with Mr. Griffin's, you know, investigation into the TSA, and then my name popping up, and then they're having to cross-reference my...
It could be, or you got a Patriot radio show. It could be just that. I mean, I don't get flagged at the airport, but then again, similar names do. And, that, you know, in the follow-up segment, they talk about how, well, if I want to get around it, I sign in as D. Griffin or, you know, I put in my middle name, and sometimes I don't get flagged, but other times I do. So, you know, it's very possible. In the follow-up to this story, too, there were three James Robinsons, one of which was a five-year-old boy. I mean, can you imagine? And the woman actually... The mother actually says, you know, I have found a way to get around it rather quickly. And they're like, well, what's that? Well, I just tip the guy. I just give him a 20, and then they just move on. I mean, not that it isn't ludicrous enough for them just to move on because he's a child. But then you have to tip him. I mean, it's disgusting.
No, it is. And ironically, one of our fellow patriots here in Oklahoma with Tulsa Truth, Jim Robinson is his name, and yeah, I was just wondering if that had any connection to it either, because, you know, we're pretty outspoken in the patriot community here in the Sooner State.
Mm-hmm.
And so these things are disconcerting, to say the least.
Well, when you have a million people on that list, there's no way that all of them are quote-unquote terrorists or even Al-Qaeda or extremists. You know, they're average people, and they're probably people that are threats to the system. I thank you for the call, man. I mean... God knows who's on that list. I mean, I would be foolish to think if my name wasn't on a list or Alex's name wasn't on a list. But again, I don't like to live in fear and paranoia. And I think that they put a lot of people on that list that they know are not only not dissidents, but have no way into terror just because they make it that inconvenience. And they say, oh, well, in order to fix the system, everybody's just going to have to give their blood or their thumbprint or their eye scan. You know, for this new surveillance society, they're basically acclimating us to it. All right, let's jump to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, are you with us?
Yes, I'm right here. I want to comment on that you and Alex are doing a great, fantastic job. I've been involved in this for about 2.5 years. And the one thing that really, really did it for me wasn't either one of the trade towers, but it was World Trade Tower number 7. Number 7 did it for me. I accept that the planes were used as diversions for the implosion of both of the other trade towers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one plane that was shot down in Pennsylvania,
mm-hmm.
I kind of think, I haven't really dug in deep yet, I think it was supposed to hit World Trade numbers.
All right, let me answer that for you. A lot of people speculate that that other plane was on its way to 7. Well, in Fabled Enemies, I show you that there was not just, you know, the World Trade Center and Pentagon as targets, but there were up to 11 targets that day. They got a list at the Maryland Police Department that morning before any attacks had occurred. The World Trade Center, the Pentagon, Sears Tower were on it, the Baltimore World Trade Center, and of course some of those actually came through. We know that because Paris Glendening, the governor, got on Fox News and talked about it. It's in the film. On top of that, they had hijackings coming out of Alaska, coming out of Canada, all over the place. They thought that there was a bomb on board Delta 1989. There was a serious threat against Air Force One that morning, against the White House. And in fact, in early reports, they let it go that the quote-unquote hijackers or terrorists or whoever committed this were actually decoding all of the top code words for the White House, the Pentagon, the CIA, the FBI, that morning. So I would say this. Could World Trade Center 7 have been a target? It's a possibility. Is it a probability to me? I don't think so, because it's kind of low on that skyline. It would have been a very tough hit even with, let's say, a remote aircraft. Now, am I saying that's not a possibility? No. I think they thought they were going to get away with it because, again, this was a huge spook house. We're talking the largest CIA base outside of Langley, Virginia, the largest Secret Service office in the world. And I think that they thought that they were just going to be able to bring it down, that there would be enough damage, enough smoke, that they could blow it up. I mean, there is the possibility of that plane hitting the building, but I think it's a low one. Go ahead.
The Dr. Shyam Sunder, I watched it yesterday for World Trade Center number 7 report,
mm-hmm.
and his report and final conclusion about the office furniture burning in the buildings, in that building, which caused thermal reaction on I think it was number 78 of the core,
actually thermal expansion,
and
yeah,
caught the tumbling down of World Trade Center number 7. I think that is the lowest low as anybody can go on that conclusion.
Oh, it's terrible, but I'll say this. He's the same guy that went to Popular Mechanics, said they had photographs and video that no one else did, said that a quarter of the building was scooped out. I have the quote again, in Fabled Enemies, where he said about 25% of the building, or 10 stories, was scooped out of World Trade Center 7. Well, we bring you inside World Trade Center 7. We show you the south face of World Trade Center 7. Didn't happen. They had to retract it. They even had to say that the damage caused by the collapse of World Trade Centers 1 and 2 had little to no effect on why the building actually went down. And if you honestly believe that thermal expansion of the interior columns for one column on the 13th floor to detach caused a symmetrical vertical collapse in under 7 seconds, well, I have about 5 or 6 bridges that I'd love to sell you after the show. Thank you so much for the call, Mike. I'm glad that Building 7 woke you up. It's what I carry around on my phone when I go to tell people about 9/11. Will be on my phone this year at Ground Zero. Remember, I think it's, 2008, NowOrNever.com. You go to that event. Fabled Enemies, Truth Rising, both going to be playing on September 10th. Alex and I will be speaking. And then there are events, obviously, on the 11th and after. So support the first responders. Come down to New York and help us out. Let's jump to Adam in Ohio. Adam, are you with us? You there, Adam?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
What's up, Jason? Good to talk to you, man. Just ordered Fabled Enemies this morning. Really
awesome.
Appreciate all the work that you do.
Thank you, man.
Got a couple things I wanted to mention to you. I thought you might be interested in one on the notion of, like, militarized police.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of a company called Global Asset Tech Group?
I have not.
You should check them out sometime. Just Global Asset Tech Group, TAC.com. It's like a security firm, and it says on their website that they draw their expertise from current and former special operations personnel from the U.S., Israel, and other nations.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that they have a 5-day law enforcement, you know, American law enforcement training program in Israel. So I thought that was pretty interesting for people who doubt.
Oh, that Israel's a part of this? I mean, come on, not only that. I mean, first of all, you know, Israel is an intricate part because they are in Eurasia. They are our centerpiece in the Middle East right now. I mean, now that we do have Afghanistan and Iraq, obviously, you know, we have a little bit of an expansion there. But things like Blackwater are now opening up, quote-unquote, CIA-type wings. They're not just mercenaries anymore. They're opening their own private intelligence services. And that's what this sounds like to me.
Yeah, well, I just thought it's a good way for people who doubt it. You can just show them to the website and tell them, no, our police are being trained by special ops people, even from foreign countries, on foreign soil. So, you know.
Well, we had Aceveda in here, you know, the Austin Sheriff's Department, the head of the Sheriff's Department, admitting that they have these kind of programs where they bring in Israeli officers and all this other stuff. I mean, it's in the mainstream news, but people just don't want to own up to it. They don't want to see it as negative. They're like, oh, well, they're just sharing information and tactics. That's a good thing. No, they're getting ready to globalize. They're getting ready to join forces against we the people.
Totally. Well, it's just a concrete example for people who disagree. You can just tell them to go and read it from the horse's mouth.
All right, man. Go ahead.
You remember that big cyclone that hit Myanmar a little while ago? Did you know that there was a military exercise going on in Thailand right then? The same time?
It wouldn't shock me. I'm not one of the guys to get into all the HAARP stuff and, you know, whether the tsunami was engineered years ago or even Katrina. I do look at the evidence. It is compelling. Obviously, Alex has had the father of, weather warfare on the show. I forget what his name is. Ben Livingston is his name. And, you know, literally back in the 70s, they were creating these storms in Vietnam. So the technology's been around for a while. HAARP is very advanced. There's a lot of stuff that's shrouded in mystery, but I wish that people would crack that mystery. I thank you for the call, Adam. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you with us.
Guys. You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Actually, I have a few things I want to touch base. First of all, how dare these guys bring up, after 7 years, the Building 7? I mean, come on. I mean, who do they think we are? I mean, I know we're dumbed down, but they
Well, man, I'm
going to
play you a clip. I'm going to play you a clip right before we have Shane Geiger on where Wolf Blitzer tells you mystery solved. It's over. It's over.
You know what? There was somebody earlier that said, well, we need a militarized civilian, I guess, group. Not to get into specifics, but I'm ex-military myself, and I have plenty of people who are just ready for a peaceful revolution, so to speak. But, if these guys want to push, well, I'm telling you, we can push a heck of a lot harder. And I'm just very thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for a lot of people who have helped open up my eyes along with, I swear every day, I'm probably talking to at least one person a day and waking them up. And I work a lot with We Are Change Chicago. We do a lot of broadcasting and shows, personal shows with public access and so forth. And I just want to thank you guys as well. But, man, these guys are pushing hard, and we need to push back. So
they're just doing this because, again, right now we're in the last week of August, okay? September 11th is now less than a month away. It has been kept out of the news ad nauseum. September 11th was not mentioned barely at all this year. I remember the 5th anniversary, just like I predicted, was going to get a lot of media coverage. So will the 10th anniversary. But they want to put this information out there, kind of under the radar, not really have you think about it. You'll see a couple stories about the anniversary of September 11th, maybe the week of, but they're not going to give us our podium. They're going to try to keep it out of the public's eye that there is this big dissent in this country, that we do know that the government's version of what happened on 9/11 is a total bust. It's a total lie. For instance, this New York Times article that features Richard Gage in it, it tries to distort the issue by saying that First of all, explosives were planted in the Pentagon. That's not a popular theory. I don't agree with that theory. On top of that, they say that only 1 in 7 Americans thinks that World Trade Center 7 was a controlled demolition. I have never heard 1 in 7. No, there's 16% were polled thinking that World Trade Center 1 and 2 were controlled demolition.
Right.
We have 84% who don't believe the official version of 9/11. We have 36% that basically believe that the government not only let it happen on purpose, but helped it along. This 1 in 7 is just a total distraction, man, and it kind of makes me sick. Mike, I thank you for the call. We're going to be taking callers in the next segment, and then at 1 o'clock, the top of the hour, we're going to have Jonathan Ellenoff of We Are Change Colorado to tell you about the DNC event coming up. I am Jason Burmis, and you can check out all our good stuff over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are our friends, Clyde. They promise not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life change fat burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy, lose weight, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at getthetea.com. Get energy, lose weight, getthetea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's getthetea.com.
All right, folks, final segment of the second hour. Man, we just shoot through this show. I am Jason Burmis. I'm subbing in for Alex Jones. I'm going to be with you on the Sunday show all the way through Thursday while Alex reports live from the DNC, the Democratic National Convention. Man, talk about a busy guy. Not only is Alex going there, but then he's going to New York for the September 11th events. He's going to be speaking with myself while we preview, not preview, but show Fabled Enemies and Truth Rising the night before 9/11/08, the 7th anniversary. And again, you know, the media is being real quiet about this anniversary. They're also really quiet about how Thomas Keene travels the country now telling teachers and faculty how they're supposed to teach 9/11, because it is becoming more of a historic event that children are going to have to learn about. And God forbid they don't, you know, believe the official story. That's funny to me, because my movie has been shown in so many high schools and colleges. You know, a lot of my friends are teachers and have shown it to their students. So, you know, I think it's going to be hard for them to put a cap on that. I think that a lot of schools are going to ban my films, which is sad, because, you know, our films are so far the best attempt of truth that I've seen. All right, let's jump to another caller. Let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, are you with us?
Hi, Jason. Just a couple of quick comments regarding weather and HAARP and that sort of thing. I think sure. It's been very interesting what's been going on with that tropical storm Faye. It actually formed an eye after it made landfall the first time, which is bizarre, and the way it's moved and all that sort of thing. And the other one other comment just quickly is with regard to all these players on the world scene right now. It's just hard to know how deep the rabbit hole goes, but whether it's Russia or Chavez, virtually us or all the key players, with the exception of maybe directly Israel in the UK right now, this oil price thing has funded all of these guys. And, you know, the amount of money that's floating around in that and the ultimate impact on geopolitical issues is just hard to even figure how to get to the bottom of it. But now on to WTC7. I called Michael Newman this morning at NIST. Mm-hmm. Got him on the line and told him that I used to be in the insurance business, insuring commercial buildings, which I did. And, you know, we must be in a whole new world now, and the insurance market should go berserk that this could happen and raise rates on these properties as a result of the ability of buildings to collapse in this fashion. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, we're in a whole new world, aren't we? And he says, well, it was just, you know, an unusually constructed building with long spans in these beams and that sort of thing. And I said, that makes no logical sense. And I said, what about the molten steel at the bottom? Oh, first of all, he said, you guys, in speaking to me. And I said, look, I'm just a concerned American. I'm not a you guy. Don't group me into anything. But in any case, when I mentioned the molten steel thing, he says, look, I don't have time for this, and hung up on me, which was just an interesting experience.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, they don't want to address the real issues. Again, their computer model, they didn't apply any physics to that. And they can, by the way. That's how these computer models work, is that they can apply, you know, physics and physical properties to things you design in 3D. This is how it's done. This is how engineering works now. They often build these computer models to see what's going to happen before it actually does. And they did nothing of the sort. They built these 3D wireframe models and animated a collapse. Richard, I thank you so much for the call. We're going to have Jonathan Ellenoff on the other side. Don't worry, we're going to be taking your calls all day long, especially through Ellenoff and Geiger. So call in. It's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Get Fabled Enemies today. It ships out September 1st. PrisonPlanet.tv, August 31st.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.